Hey, this is Malay.
Hi, guys. We are Sauce Lona.
Hey, this is CC.
Hi, this is Brian Timber.
This is Vuma 103 Drive with Lucky Sefata and Thando Lwethu.
Oh, yeah. Itilabo. Sikwamukela kwiVuma 103 Drive. Njengoba sike washo nje udadewethu ke namhlanje sikhuluma ke nodokotela uDr. Lindelani Mkhize. The legendary, the music maestro, abanye bambiza nge father of entertainment. Come on, let's come together with 103 Drive.
Kuhamba kahle kakhulu bafethu. Kuyanyukela sokuzivuka kulezi insuku sibonga ukuthi sivukile. Kodwa hayi inkosi sasiqinile.
Hayi no. Ubhizi ngani ukhabazela kulezi insuku? Mhlawumbe wasusikhanyisela. Hey, ngoba kuyatatazelwa lapha kube.
Kuyatatazelwa mfethu. Ngathi ngathanda umbuzo wakho ubhizi ngani kulezi insuku. Kuthi kuningi kakhulu iqiniso nje ukuthi isimo esikusona ezweni emhlabeni wonke jikelele kusifundisile ukuthi senze izinto ngendlela ehlukile ngendlela ezidifferent. So nathi ke sikubona lowo mkhakha ukuthi how do we improve our lives, how do we change the way we do things, and how do we make sure that we are part of what is happening, singasali ngaphandle. I'm sure you're aware ukuthi kumkhakha especially womusic, media, music and entertainment, kusavaliwe, kuvalekile, sikwazi ukusebenza. Thina-ke sasesiphushe kakhulu esisebenza mhlawumbe ngama-events athatha abantu aba-more than 3,000 or 5,000 at a time, sishayeke kakhulu. So sizama manje lasenza izinto ngezinye indlela ey-different. So umkhizi obhizi ngalokho, and I'm also in the entrepreneur, so kunamanye-ke umsebenzi engibamba iqhaza kuwona ukukhulisa ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukuphila ephambili.
Dr. Lindelani Mkhize, I just have to ask this, right? I know ukuthi a lot of artists that we interview, this has been a very difficult time for them. As difficult as it is, I think it's also a very teachable moment where young artists realize ukuthi things like this can happen and how important it is to save for the future, and also not how to rely on just the music, but also have other things that are going on. Do you find that people are complaining about what's happening, or are people learning the lesson? Because yonke into enzekalayo, there is a lesson in it.
It's exactly what I was saying with my response. I was busy ngani njengamanje ukuthi lesikhathi samanje sifundisile ukuthi things can change just like that, and you need to be ready and prepared. You need to be able to proceed and move on. You need to be able to survive and live. So lento ifundisa ngendlela eyiningi. Yes, on the saving side of things, which sometimes yes, no more a saver, but sometimes it's never enough, especially thina esikhona uthola ukuthi ifamily yonke ibheke wena. So noma ngabe usevile things like that you are shining, but more importantly ukuthi not just now for us in the music industry, for wonke umuntu ukuthi lokho kubambile, yenza sure ukuthi khona okunye futhi okuzamayo, khona okunye futhi okwenzayo. Yes, it's affected kakhulu thina kumkhakha music, but leyo-ke it's a lesson for everyone. It's a lesson for nina eni lapho. It's a lesson for umuntu osebenza efemini. It's a lesson for umuntu o-drive ibhasi ukuthi if uphela lo msebenzi ngizofola kuphi. But also sifundise nje ukwenza izinto ngey'ngqondo zethu with what uNkulunkulu asinikeze zona sikwazi ukwenza ngakho. I think into esikhulisayo kumkhakha umculo, why thina siyifile kakhulu ukuthi vele beyifika i-pandemic le evulayamisa umsebenzi. Vele we were actually at the crossroads, the change. Umusic besiwu-consumer ngama-CD, ngama-DVD, but we were vele at the crossroads where now sesiwu-consumer digital, and kusaseyinto entsha, kusaseyinto esizama ukuyifunda, kusaseyinto esizama ukuyi-improve, kusaseyinto esizama ukugrowa kuyona, kusaseyinto esizama ukuchangela kuyona. So kwaba i-double growth because abanye bebengakabiri.
I also want to find out from you, what is it about a joyous celebration? Because umuntu nisincha isicathulo athi hayi bobina ke hamba i joyous se ayisisi kusasa. it doesn't mean HOS has this thing where you don't have to be a church going person, but everybody just feels this connection. What is it about Joyous Celebration that makes people feel that way?
HOS Celebration, what we do when we work on the project, when we work on filming the music and the show and the presentation, it's a number of things. One, we always check with Obani Funa Eze. A showing. Now, if you're not going to show in young people, if you're not going to show in Uhambe Noma Wako, if you're not going to show in Uzi Tata Nokoko, if you can, so that everyone can enjoy the same way. It's a marvel when you watch people showing each other. Upon a young kid jumping and dancing to the same song or the same music that you ma, I say, oh, Ninkumbuzo Koko, Umawam, and Tetis Orange, it's a song going in. So we try and make sure that while we don't make it a church, but do it in a way that it touches each and everyone across across the board, across all ages. And then also the other things that show good presentation, good style, good standard. So the two says, okay, if you look at it, you look. That's why we follow to understand that go 11 boy look you see nwele
papa
ni pass about thing and in pass go go
type of
music
yes you think they call up because we love what you're doing, we respect what you're doing, but also see if call is a fundisa laba abakulandela ngemuva ukuthi bayenza into yakho yenze kahle uyithande uyenza ngendlela so kuqala ngawe ukuthi uthande look good, look presentable and present yourself good. So all those things zenza ukuthi bese sesese joyous abantu beze by support with the things. Every cent that I spend there will be worth it. So what I'm doing is and look the part.
Kukuphatha kanjani nje ukubona laba aba produce I Joyous Celebration doing well be independent?
Ungijabulisa kakhulu because the reason or the very existence of Joyous Celebration was to ukuthi sikhiphe labo bantu sibanikeze a platform sibaphushe impart knowledge of coolness. I work a lot with, if you notice, I'm one of those people who went to study music. But after studying music, the only thing that I can do was more to teaching music. And you find that a lot of people who have studied music, Baba Stark, with what next to do. So we try and then give the practical side of things. With over and above so studying music, this is the practical side of things. This is what you should be doing, and this is how you should actually be doing it. So, just Jabulisa, not like what do my parents and Babo and Albert or Kotamalpa, but even the guys who work behind the scenes, Abaya Baba, my producer, Abaya Baba, my sound engineers, Abaya, they work for churches as music directors in churches, Abaya, they go abroad and work on productions and shows to be music directors and music producers. So, mainly, I'm a line that we train and we groom people who would not pull me back when they're back seven, Kunga Penny, just too late.
Khabazele, uyibhakabhaka noma uyikhosi?
Hey, ngalela baba, ngiyasaba ukusho ngoba hey.
Ungasabi.
Kumele ubala, mkhulu.
So protect.
Ngizogcina ekhaya. England, ngi-United, mfowethu. Manchester United. Spain, ngi-Real Madrid.
Yane?
Ekhaya kuphi? Ekhaya eThekwini ngamaZulu kodwa ekhaya eSouth Africa ngikhosi.
Siyikhosi la except usiyathokoza uzosenzela izemidlalo. Khawazele sathatha ikhefu nje kancane sothola nje izemidlalo la kwi-drive bese sibuyela kuwena ke futhi. I've got Joyous Celebration Jesu wena ungumhlobo. Khona umncane nje okukhumbulayo ngale ngoma le mhlawumbe.
But we always make sure that we visit and we touch all the different denominations.
Yeah.
And so the way by embracing a corner, yes, yes, never even beyond.
Oh, awesome.
I think we are on 8 million views now. On
what?
Yo.
Even surprised because we have my
friend. It was Dita.
Even Dita. We are on 8 million views on this song that you're about to play.
Oh my goodness. I know. I guess that's careful. Uthi ukushaya itiye noma iikhofi khabaza kuzoya ngokuthi ke ikupho okujabulisayo. Bese ke sibuye siqhubeka nawe ke futhi. Alright, come on out, Dr. Lindelani Mkhize. Namhlanje khona la kuyivuma 103 Drive #BehindTheVoice. Oh man, lezi ingoma lezi ke thando lethu uthi mawuhleli nogogo. Athi awusaza shala lezi ingane. Awuza ngikhumbuze enkonzweni.
Bese shaya usofa. Ay ba.
Oh man, angeke ngavuka ithunya la.
Hey. Namsekesaba sithule. Yo, hayi.
Senekehla phela khona la studio. Just celebration Jesu wena ongumhlobo. Hey, I like it for the support. Izwile ama views YouTube.
Yes.
Amazing stuff. Let's continue supporting our own, yeah? All right, masibuya ngapha siqhubeka ke nayo ingxoxo no Dokotela uLindelani Mkhize. Khabazela.
Welcome back to Vuma 103 Drive. It is Behind the Voice, and today we're speaking to a man that they call the father of entertainment. Dr. Lindelani Mkhize has judged and contributed his music knowledge on a few reality singing competitions such as Clash of the Choirs, SA, and I Want to Sing Gospel, with winners receiving a recording deal with his music stable. Lindelani Mkhize Entertainment. Welcome back to the show, Bab.
Yeah, Bongile.
I need to ask you this. Why the name Joyous Celebration? I've always wondered.
Yeah. It came out of a number of things and issues. When I actually thought of the idea and the concept working with my two colleagues, I was driven by the fact that a lot of people didn't believe that there was going to be a smooth transition in South Africa in
94.
Yes. But the cases end, because remember there was the challenge between IFP and ANC, there was a black on black and so on, and all those kind of things.
Yeah.
And abalungu basabe movela in Australia. Abanye abalala bekhaya babethenga ukudla eBank. So when the transition was smooth, was like, we need to celebrate that, because in Africa, kuyafiwa kuthethe igazi ngebhede before things is about right. So Joyous Celebration was also coming from that. As a country, as a nation, we need to celebrate the fact that nothing happened. But also it came from the fact that we want to take a young life from the villages where we come from Amalobishi, and celebrate that we can use the creativity that we have without proper training, and be able to come from nowhere and make it count and make it happen. So we need to celebrate that we have something. So it was a number, a combination of things.
All right.
I felt we need to really celebrate. And so the emphasis of celebrating was celebrate joyously.
In the future...
Hey, phela uma ukhuluma no dokotela phela hey,
fanele ufanele uyimind man. Fanele uyimind. In years to come, what would you like the legacy of Joyous Celebration to be? When people talk about Joyous Celebration in the musical history books, what will put a smile on your face that they can say about it, Joyous?
It's simply and basically what I strive to do every day, what I then use the platform of Joyous to do, is to change people's lives. I think that a wonderful and marvelous and knowing or seeing umuntu khula, seeing umuntu discover who really delpetely is, but most importantly, making sure with uyakwazi ukuziphilisa from that talent, from that creativity, akwazi ukuthi adle, aphilise yena, aphilise ingane zakhe, agcine shada, abe nefamily, abe nombeni, and umbeni wonke uphila. That is changing people's lives, and for me, that's the legacy. And not just for each other, and for myself as well. I love assisting, I love helping people discover
that Talking about family, ilibe ngakanani ikhaza elibanjwe ifamily yakho, kwi-career yakho, Khabazela?
Sometimes even though we take it for granted, but if you don't have the proper support structure, la ubuya khona, kuyabonakala na la uhamba khona, be it emsebenzini, be it ey'ntweni ezithintayo. My family, from my wife, to my kids. They are very, very supportive. They are very encouraging. So much that kuba isho ukuthi bengiphuma endlini ngiyosebenza ngiphuma ngigqoke kanjani. My 14-year-old will say, "Ay, ay, ay, baba, le shintelelo blue." And because my eyes will say, "Yeah, I'm going to die." So I should be preventable. I should look the part. Little things like that that sometimes we take for granted. But I'm grateful to my family. I'm grateful to the people who are close to me. Not just my family, but my friends. I'm blessed with the kind of friends who are very, very supportive, who push me as much as they can. So between my family and my friends, and of course, I always say this, that I am Dr. Lindelani today because of my community, where I was born, where I grew up, Emlazi, because Ibona abaqale basupporta into engiyizayo. So much that when I release a project, bayinegama lami, bazotshela nabo oskide ukuthi yedebele ukuthi uLindelani akintroduce. Because my community supports and listen and love everything that I do. So I'm really grateful to all those people, my community, my family, my friends who really have been there.
Any specific diet or idlayo and why?
No, lotho ngithandele traditional food ngiyafisa sambo, but I do check ukuthi mhlambe intake iminyaka ihamba. If ngisidla kakhulu starch ngithanda singwe ngisakhula, so angiyithise kakhulu manje u starch because sino kuba dangerous. Ngithise kakhulu ushukela, so ukuzigada nje. I don't have a particular diet. Yes, I try and exercise as much as I can when I get time.
We exercise kanjani?
Exercise kanjani?
Shay treadmill laphe e garage noma mhlambe ushaya umgaqo.
Ikhona yona kodwa ngizo the treadmill. Ikhona umgaqo ngeze ku prefer the treadmill.
Yeah.
But it's important as we grow, it's very important with this gut, if it's bigger, imizimba yethu ngoba kufani. Mina nginenkinga yokuthi angikwazi ukulala. Ngoba ebusuku my brain functions a lot, except abantu belele. So how do I balance that ukuthi angikwazi ukulala? One, kube ku-important ukuthi ngilalile, ukuthi get enough rest. So I try and balance all those things. Ngiyakuhambile wena.
Yeah. No.
Angisho wena, ngisho mina.
Elakho lokugcina khabazela olibhekise nje kuma artist asafufusa kulesi simo esiphila kusona nokubuka nje ukuthi umhlaba manje is getting more digital, ungathini kubakhuthazeni nokwaqwashisa ngezinto abangazilindele?
Hey, kuningi baba, isikhathi ngeke sibe enough, but I can simplify it by saying ukuthi working, when you are building your career, when you are building yourself, in the balayile foundation, take your time. Ungathi bowenza something namhlanje bese uyibona sewubeyond kusasa, ungakahambi ijeni, ungakayihambi indlela. There is a lot of what I call microwave direction and growing these days, where umuntu wenza something but kusasa uzibone sekabig, kanti kusafunaka ahambe ijeni, athi ukushayeka awevuka afunde from that across the board kuyo yonke imkhakha. It's very, besikhuluma ngabo Lucky Sifaka, sikhuluma ngabantu who have traveled the journey.
Yeah.
Where they are, because bahambile. Now, what happens is, omunye uzoqala namhlanje kuba u-DJ, but just ayibone esebetha or esefuna ukukhompyutha no Lucky Sifaka. So let's go back and learn from the people who have traveled the road. Let's not be afraid to walk the journey. The secret is cutting and work on the foundation. Kungabe microwaves. The digital era, yes, that's the direction. Yes, that's where the place is. But it's dangerous because some likes, abenza abantu babone ngathi sebe beyond everything else.
Okay. Cabeka ihlandla, siyabonga kakhulu. Sesekubheka ke online kwi social media, si ukhona noma mhlambe usaphuma lapho sikusele ingane?
Hayi, kudlala ingane mina, angodlali social media. Ngomphela nje ku Instagram kuphela.
Okay.
underscore Lindelani, but kwezinye hayi.
All right.
Ngilela kude ngiyoshonipha o Facebook nabo Twitter hayi. Ngingizwa sengixoxela ukuthi hey bakhuluma ngawe na.
All right. No sisebenza kakhulu impela sonemnandi ngithemba ukuthi ke so buye sihlangane futhi sizoyiqhuba ezinye zezinto ke ozenza. Khabazela siyabonga kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba. Thank you for the opportunity. Siyabonga ukuthi nathi sibe nenhlanhla ukuthi nikhulume nathi sisaphila, nisibonge sisaphila. Baningi abafowethu ukuthi ukuthi besedlulile bese sibonga umsindo sibathande and bese sidala sibathanda kanti ngoba besedlulile. So ngiyabonga nje inhlanhla ukuthi ningikhumbula ngisaphila.
All right, siyabonga kakhulu khabazela Dr. Lindelani Mkhize ke ladies and gentlemen.